there. Today's story is about a witch.
Daddy, is a witch for real?
Well, Joey, according to the Bible, they are real.
You mean there is a story in the Bible about a witch? Please tell me about it, Daddy.
Well, you remember King Saul had displeased God several times. After that, Samuel the priest died. Because of Saul's jealousy, David was no longer captain of his armies. So when the Philistines came against Saul, he was pretty much on his own. Saul wanted to hear the voice of God, but God would not answer. The Philistines had a powerful army, and he was afraid. He turned to his men and said,
"Find me a witch. If God won't speak to me, I'll go to a fortune teller."
This was a mistake, but his men knew of a witch at Endor. When Saul came to her, he asked her to bring Samuel back from the dead. When Samuel came up out of the earth, he was displeased with Saul.
"Why are you bothering me? The Lord has departed from you and become your enemy. The Lord has taken your kingdom away from you and given it to David because you didn't obey the Lord when you attacked Amalek. The Lord will deliver you and all Israel into the hands of the Philistines. And tomorrow you and your sons will be with me here in the land of the dead."
The next day, the archers of the Philistines wounded Saul with arrows, and he fell upon his own sword. His three sons were killed, including Jonathan. And all Israel fled before the Philistines.
Things were sure different when David was captain of the army.
Yes, that's because David walked with God. God still feels the same way about witches and astrologers and fortune tellers today. If we want to be close to God, we must stay away from these people who are under the power of Satan.
The Bible says that the fearful and the unbelievers and the murderers and those who practice witchcraft shall be cast into the lake of fire. But those whose names are written in the book of life will be with Jesus. Take Jesus into your heart and be his child. Bow your head and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Forgive me and come into my heart.